Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we're very glad that you're listening in today. I am super excited to welcome to today's show, Sarah. Sarah, are you with us?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Yes, good morning. I have eagerly been awaiting this morning because this is a topic that we haven't discussed before on our podcast, and I think that it's a topic that is of such great interest to a variety of people. And so today we're going to explore a little bit, Sarah, about the experience that you and your husband, Justin, are just entering into. And the title of today's show is She Chose Us to Adopt Her Baby. And getting that phone call and all of that that comes with it. So I shall not spoil it any more from here, but thank you very much for coming on today.
You're welcome.
It was just 5 short weeks ago when you got the call, as we say. Anyone waiting to adopt knows what that means and what the call is, but I am referring to the day that you found out that a birth mother had selected you. She decided that she wants you and your husband to adopt her baby. What was that like?
Oh my gosh. So it was a few days before Memorial Day weekend, and we were working around the house and getting ready to go camping. And so anybody who's been camping knows that there's a lot of work to do beforehand. So we were pulling up our camping gear from the basement, making grocery lists and all the stuff that we had to do that day to get ready to go. And so my phone rang, and it was an unknown number. It was a local number, but it was an unknown number. And so I thought I'd let it go to voicemail, and I just sort of kept packing. And then I heard my husband's phone immediately ring on the other side of the house, and he didn't get to the phone in time to answer it, but it was the same number. And we're like, who is this? And we sort of jokingly said to each other, like, oh, what if it's something with adoption? And we sort of laughed about that. And then, like, right after we said that, my phone rang again. And so I'm like, oh, my gosh, I need to pick this up. And it was you, Jennifer. And so you told us that there was a woman expecting a baby, and she saw our profile and selected us to adopt her child. And we were like in complete shock. I think our eyes were bugged out. Our jaws had dropped. We were practically in disbelief. And I remember telling Justin, I'm like, go give me a piece of paper and a pen. Like, I was trying to find something to write down because you had so much information that you were telling us about this birth mom, Amber, and her situation. And I think you and I were on the phone for about 20 minutes or so. And then, we got off the phone. I realized I was shaking. I was so excited. I was just pacing around the house trying to decide what I needed to do first. And it just took me a while to sort of bring my emotions back down. And finally, I told myself, okay, this baby's not coming tomorrow. And I had time to focus on, you know, just what would be happening in the next week, which would be meeting Amber. So I would probably best describe those like early feelings as just cautiously optimistic. Anyone whose journey to parenthood has included infertility, there's unfortunately a great deal of experience with hope and disappointment. And I think while we were very excited, part of me was just bracing for that rug to be pulled out from us because we've just had so much experience with that roller coaster of up and down emotions. Honestly, from what you told us about Amber, it really helped us through those feelings because you told us how excited she was with making this adoption plan for her baby and really how motivated she was. And that sort of helped quiet down those thoughts that we were having of, you know, what if this also doesn't work out? So
I'm really glad you mentioned that, Sarah, because that is something that I think a lot of prospective adoptive parents don't understand and kind of are in awe of, that the birth mother wants us to be excited. It's a mm-hmm. little confusing, I think, at first. And you know, I am feeling very fortunate to be the caseworker here, helping you with your adoption and assisting Amber mm-hmm. through her process. And one of the things that I know that Amber wanted was to hear back from me after I had made that first phone call to you guys. She had asked me, you know, several days, I think maybe in a row, or have you called them yet? Or, you know, I didn't call you immediately. There were some things that needed to take place before I could call you. And she was eager to hear about the conversation mm-hmm. that we had and to hear about your response as well. So, which is super sweet of her and very common with women who are making adoption plans. They want to know that the family is excited and kind of how they took the news too. So I'm really glad that you brought that up. What initial information do you remember learning about Amber and the circumstances of this potential adoption? And is this the information that you were wanting at that stage in that initial phone call?
Right. Yeah. So, again, I made sure I had something to write it down because you had so much information. But some of the general information that you gave us was, you know, a little bit about her medical history, her family life, but most importantly, why she was making this adoption plan for her baby. She has three other children that she's currently parenting, and she's been struggling a long time financially, and that the addition of another baby into her family would be impossible for her. You know, and we also learned about the birth father and how she's not in a relationship with him and gets no support from him, was another sort of piece of that puzzle. And then you also told us about her family, so her mom and her dad and her kids, and how supportive they were about this adoption plan as well. And so we also found out that her kids played a big role in selecting our profile, which really meant so much to us, that sort of family was on board too with this adoption plan. And I think you also told us about sort of her plans after the adoption, too. She wanted to go back to school. She wanted to get a job and sort of her goals after this adoption as well.
Mm-hmm. That's great information to have, I'm sure. So even though you had not met her officially at that point, it sounds like you felt that you had a pretty good bird's eye view of her life and circumstances and what led to this decision.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. It's common for the first step after getting that initial call to meet with the birth mother. That is a decision that is up to the birth mother to make. And oftentimes that's important to women to meet the family they've selected. And I know that you and Justin did just that, because again, I was fortunate to be present for that as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Share with our listeners what that was like for you and kind of how that whole process played out.
Yeah. So, you know, that was about a week after our first initial phone call. And so during that time, it was sort of like this period of anticipation. It sort of felt like a combination of like a blind date and a job interview, sort of like all wrapped up into one. Like, we didn't really know how to prepare for it, you know, emotionally, just because it's nothing that we've ever done before.
And we know that, we know that job interviews and first dates are very nerve-wracking. So,
right.
So you had both of those rolled into one.
right. We were just so excited to meet this wonderful woman who was placing all of her trust in us to raise her child. But that is a very intimidating prospect at the same time. It's just there's a degree of pressure that sort of comes along with that. So our plan was to meet up at Olive Garden for lunch. But before we did that, we had our match meeting with you. You had come to our house to sort of go over, you know, her medical records in a little bit more detail. And we talked about what to expect at that first meeting and then the weeks to come here. We signed some forms to make the match official. And then I remember during our first phone call, you had recommended a little bit of an icebreaker. So you said a great way to do that is to bring a photo album of some extra pictures that you can, you know, show the birth mother and sort of get the conversation rolling. And I know that anybody who's made an adoption profile realizes it's hard to summarize your life in 35 pictures. I mean, you sort of have to be really selective, and there's things that get left out and things that you want to share that there's just no space to. So we selected more photos to help, you know, to bring with us to help sort of break that ice. And Justin and myself were high school sweethearts, so we wanted to include a picture from high school from our homecoming dance, which was our first date, which it's just sort of funny to look back on that and just see how young we were. Some goofy Disney pictures, you know, one in like silly Christmas shirts, anything to sort of help diffuse the nerves. So we sort of printed out a bunch of those and put it in a photo album. And, you know, and we also wanted to provide Amber with a small token of our appreciation for meeting with us. And since we didn't really know her yet, I know that you gave us some direction as far as, you know, maybe what we should get for her. You had gotten to know her a little bit before you even called us. So that helped us sort of figure out what we should bring for her. And I also love to bake, so I wanted to bring some homemade cookies with us as well, just to bring her something. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves cookies. We got to Olive Garden a few minutes. Yes. So we got to Olive Garden a few minutes before Amber did, which sort of just meant we were sitting there nervous every single time somebody walked up to the door. We were like looking out the door. Is this her? Is this her? And so Amber came to lunch with her youngest daughter. So we gave her a big hug and we asked the restaurant just for a table, sort of a private table so that we could talk. And it was a pretty big lunch date, so we wanted to be as private as we could. So we all sat down and it was awkward, but I think I said something to her like, I hear you're as nervous as we are about this meeting. Cause I know that you had told us that, you know, she was also very nervous about this meeting, you know, happening. And so just some common ground there to sort of break the ice. So we gave her the photo album and we, you know, looked through pictures and it really helped sort of get the conversation rolling. And it also helped to have her daughter there. You know, kids have a way of diffusing awkward situations just by the things that they say and just sort of being able to focus our attention elsewhere, So. But during the meeting, you know, we really calmed down a lot after getting over that initial sort of meet and greet. And I remember sitting there thinking like, wow, I can't believe we're sitting here with this woman and she wants us to parent the baby she's carrying right now. Like, I just remember like going through my head, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening.
Very surreal.
Very, very much so. And honestly, what surprised us the most about, you know, this whole situation was how excited she was for us. And Jennifer, you touched on this a little bit earlier, but about how sometimes adoptive parents are cautious to show how much excitement they have because they know it's the cost of the loss of on the part of the birth mother. There is some loss there on her part. But because you did want to make sure that we showed our excitement, so we sort of conveyed that to her. And that's when she just sort of kept saying, you know, how excited she was that we were going to be parents. It was just totally unexpected. I wasn't expecting her to say that at all. You know, and so we asked her what it was about our profile that attracted her to us. And she told us that she just knew it was meant to be us. She wasn't really sure exactly what it was. It was meant to be and it just felt right. You know, you could just feel all the love that she has for her children and this unborn baby and how she wants nothing but the best for them. So, and so
go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just a little tip for any future adoptive parents. So one thing that I'm glad that we did during that meeting is that we brought our camera and we took a picture of all of us. You know, I thought it was really important to have this meeting documented in pictures so that we could, you know, share those pictures with this child as she grows up and she can see that, you know, we, you know, started this relationship and this is where it all started was this Olive Garden lunch. You know, and it's just so important for this child's life story. So, I mean, it felt awkward, you know, be like, hey, can we take your picture? We just met you. But I'm so glad we brought the camera because it just captured the moment.
Well, and it captured it for Amber, too, because she wanted a copy of that picture, too. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. Sometimes it can be a little bit strange. Hey, can we take a picture? And we see this happen often in these first meetings. But you're right. It is a very, very cherished memory and event. And while we could have sat there and, you know, viewed this as a nice lunch and a first get to know you, you documented that. And that's something that you'll have forever. And I think it's an excellent idea. I'm glad that you did that. And it's certainly something that we would encourage if birth mothers or birth fathers are comfortable with that, then it's certainly a very positive thing to do. So it was a great meeting. And I'm wondering how you were how you were feeling after meeting Amber, after that was all over and we all parted ways. What was the reality of that meeting like in comparison to your expectations?
Right. So, you know, we left the restaurant and our heads were swimming, which is probably why we forgot our leftovers on the table. We realized later that we totally forgot that at the restaurant. So we were just, our heads were just, you know, just going a million miles a minute, which is sort of repeating and replaying everything that was just going on. And we were actually heading up north to go camping again that weekend. And so we spent the whole trip just calling our parents and our siblings and letting them know how everything went. And it was like the shortest 2.5 hour car ride ever, because it was like we were doing all this and then, oh, we're here. The meeting was just, you know, above and beyond what our expectations were. You know, you hear about the selfless love that birth mothers have when they make adoption plans for their babies. But when you see it in front of you, it's a whole different thing, you know, and especially when you are the ones that she's chosen to parent her child. It was the most humbling experience, and we feel so honored to be part of this baby's adoption plan.
Nice. Thank you for that. What were you and Justin hoping for after this meeting in terms of a relationship with Amber?
You know, we really wanted to form a relationship with not only Amber, but with her other children as well. It was really important to us that her children got to know us, especially since they played such a big role in choosing our profile. You know, we felt that seeing us and being able to interact with us and form a relationship with us would really make this process a lot more real to them. You know, since we both live locally, it's actually made it a lot easier to, you know, make these dates and meet up. And we've actually met every single week since that first meeting. So we've, you know, had picnics, we've played at the park. I mean, you name it, we've just been hanging out every week. So it's been great getting to know them, and we just love them all. You know, we just really want this relationship to continue to grow and develop. So, you know, after this baby's born in place, this relationship will still feel very natural, you know, which I have no doubt that it will. You know, we just really want Amber and her kids to feel as though they're a part of our family. Because, you know, through this adoption, we've become part of each other's lives. You know, so we just want that to continue.
Is this what you expected it would be like, Sarah, in terms of the, you know, the first call and then the first meeting and this connection to Amber and this continued involvement and relationship that's slowly growing? Is this what you had envisioned all along, or what is that like for you,
you know,
in terms of the reality?
It's hard because, I mean, this is sort of our first, this is our first adoption, this is our first baby, and so it's sort of hard to know what to expect. I mean, you do all the reading and you do all of the sort of, you know, okay, it could go this way or this way, and it just all depends on the birth mother, really, and how her feelings are towards, you know, openness and being connected. But it's just, it's above and beyond what I could have even possibly imagined. You know, we just love Amber so much, and we think she's a wonderful woman, and, you know, we couldn't be happier.
I know that despite your excitement for this pending adoption, you are keenly aware, as is Justin, that Amber's emotional experience is much different than yours. Although she has voluntarily chosen adoption for her child, she is headed into a period of time in her life that will come with potentially great grief. How do you reconcile this?
You know, that's a really tough topic. The truth is that this is new territory for myself and Justin, and that the dichotomy of the circumstance is real. Amber's loss means our gain, and the significance of that is not lost on us. You know, we know that Amber took a great amount of time and consideration in coming to an adoption decision. She's asked for us to adopt her child. And we have such respect for her, and we care about her so much. You know, we wish we could take away the pain that she might experience, but, you know, we also understand that it just may be part of, you know, necessary part of Amber's healing process as well. You know, and so for our part, you know, we want to remain connected. We want to support her in any way that she'll allow us. We will pray for her, and we'll always leave the lines of communication open.
It is it's a tough subject. You really kind of spoke to that in such a great way, and hopefully our listeners can understand the empathy that it's obvious that you have toward Amber. That empathy for birth parents is common. There was a quote that a new adoptive mother had written or said that I ran across, and it says it was a terrible feeling to want to be a mother and at the same time feel that I had hurt another woman who might have been a wonderful mother to the same child under different circumstances. And we know that Amber has the capacity to parent because she is, but right. Amber has decided right. that she wants better for this child. She has chosen adoption for this baby for her own personal reasons that we have such respect and admiration for. Mm-hmm. But you're right. Your gain and excitement in this parenting journey of your own is a loss for her. And we want to recognize right. that and support her in that. And that from the agency's perspective, we certainly will. And from the adoptive parents' perspective, it sounds like you guys are also prepared to do that. Mm-hmm. I think this also leads a little bit, Sarah, to the kind of this idea of balancing the fears of the adoptive family with the emotional needs of the birth mother. Do you have any thoughts right. about that, about how you're going to do that or how you are doing that?
Oh my gosh, we have just a lot of nervousness about, you know, these upcoming weeks, you know, what they're going to bring, and but want Amber to know how excited we are about this whole process. So as we've been working with getting the baby's room set up and, you know, other things we've been doing to get ready for, you know, baby's arrival, we're sort of in our super accelerated nesting mode right now. I just feel like we've just been rushing around trying to do all this stuff. So we'll text her pictures and we'll see, we'll let her know how things are coming on our end, which she, you know, almost always replies back how excited she is for us. And that's sort of, you know, she's always so excited for us, which, I mean, again, like I said earlier, it's just something that still blows me away. Mm-hmm. You know, we just want her to know that, you know, we're all in, and we try not to think about all of the steps in this process before we finally bring her home with us, but we just focus on the short-term things and, you know, what's happening this week, what's happening next week, and just, mm-hmm. you know, try to take things in stride. So
only a little over 2 weeks until Amber's due date. How are things going currently? Are you and Justin finding your way in this relationship with Amber? And what are your hopes for the future?
We have been so blessed to be able to go. Like I said, we live locally, so we've been able to go to ultrasound appointments and OB visits, and it's just, it's surreal to see this tiny baby on an ultrasound screen, you know, hear her heartbeat and know that we will be her parents and she's going to be joining our family. You know, and Amber's been introducing us as the adoptive parents during these visits, which is just crazy to hear said out loud. You know, again, it's just this whole situation has just happened so quickly that, you know, to hear all this, you know, happen, it's just nuts. You know, and again, you know, bringing camera to document everything. I think I've, you know, brought cameras everywhere just to try to document this whole process, and trying to journal things. You know, you will forget all of these little tiny details. And I remember, you know, I think you were calling me after the Olive Garden visit and you had said some things, you know, and I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. I want to write that down. I want to just make sure I remember all those details, because you'll forget them, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I've been trying to sort of document all of those visits, and just so that we can remember all those the best we can, you know, so we can share this journey with this child as she grows up. So, mm-hmm. you know, and our hope is that Amber will always be a part of our life and this child's life. And we really do not want to lose contact with her. You know, we hope that she achieves her goals for herself and her family, and she continues her education and, you know, her future. We wish her luck in future jobs and career plans, and, you know, with her family as well and her children. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has been an honor for me to be a part of your adoption, and, you know, we wish Godspeed to both you and Justin and to Amber in this journey as it continues to unfold. And, you know, hopefully at some point down the line, we can do a follow-up, to this wonderful story. And for me, the message here is this connection and this relationship that's developing and continuing to grow between you and Justin and Amber. It's a beautiful thing.
Right.
And I'm just so pleased that you guys have opened yourself up in that way. And that Amber has been open with you as well.
Right. Yes, I agree.
So for those of you that are listening who would like more information on domestic adoption or adoption associates, you can reach us at 2367. We are in great big thank you to Sarah for today, as well as to all of our listeners who continue to be in support of Adoption Focus podcast. We generally are live every Tuesday at 11. We're going to take next Tuesday off in celebration of our country's Independence Day. So we will not be having a podcast next week, but we'll start back the week after that. So we do hope that you'll join us. You can also connect with us if you'd like through the web at adoptionassociates.net or find us on Facebook and Twitter as well. Sarah, once again, thank you very much for today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.